Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, dearest Sister Mohini, and welcome back to Seeing Into Being. It's so nice that you felt inspired to share some thoughts for the closing of this amazing program we went through for 21 days and so many interviews. So welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Om Shanti, everyone.
So yeah. You've been listening to all these interviews, and we've been taking this issue, you know, about the golden age, the future, the transformation. We've looked at it into so many angles with so many different ideas, and I know you've been listening to many of these interviews. Just wondering a little bit, what's your take on it? What's been your feeling? What has been the thinking that went through your mind whilst listening to all these interviews?
Yeah, actually, I think I listened to all the interviews, and sometimes alone, and of course in Harmony House after Murli, it's always played, so I heard that also. And I thought that this project is very timely, in the sense that if, as we are looking at the world situation, but then also we have to prepare for what is coming, the future world, the world which we can call it as a new world or heavenly world or world of love and peace or world of harmony and unity. Everyone had been talking about these qualities. And so I had been, few thoughts came in my mind. One was that sometimes I feel that we underestimate the powers of Brahmin family. And so one of the important power Brahmin family is power of purity. Because purity, of course, not only following principles or being celibate, but purity in at the level of soul consciousness, where all the time, all the Brahmins at least have this attention that we want to have good wishes for everyone. And good wishes is quite a big energy, and the treasure which Brahmins had been accumulating, even there might be conflict, but then they will say, oh, I still have good wishes for that soul. Even that soul is giving me problem, but I still have good wishes for that soul. So I thought it's the kind of purity which Baba has taught us, and the accumulation of power of purity, the energy of purity within Brahmin family, is one of the important elements for creating, establishing the world of love and peace or heavenly world. So, and then second is power of yoga, because love for God is so much in everyone's heart, you know, in the sense of even some might be regularly listening to Murli or not, but if some are following or not, but I would say that everyone has lots of love for God. And this love for God helps them to inherit the qualities from God, because then their godliness, their virtues in their life, and I think that's a very, very big power within the Brahmin gathering. And third, I think, is power of truth and honesty, because there is so much authenticity, in the sense of no one has any self-interest, nobody is accumulating or looking for positions or looking for wealth, and but everyone is altruistic, the service they are doing. And I thought that it's a big, big power, big energy of elevated actions which all Brahmins are kind of involved. So whether it's their thoughts, it's their words, it's their actions. So I thought it's a very, very powerful energy. And then, as I said, truth and honesty. And, you know, in all different aspects, there is so much honesty. When I compare other organization, other companies, and what is going out in the world, and I look at our family, Brahmin family is amazing, you know, that how much, you know, love they have for serving, how much love they have for purity, how much love they have for God, and also towards the whole world, deep within them. But sometimes what happens that we get little bit caught up into what is coming on the surface of clearing karmic accounts, so little bit difference of opinions or sanskars, but that's not a very deep thing actually. That's not very, you know. So I think that my thinking after listening to some of the comments that we are very far, and I thought we are very near, because it's a huge, huge, massive energy of purity, of power of yoga, love for God, authenticity, honesty, truth, divine virtues. And so I just had this feeling that sometimes we don't recognize whether it's at individual level or within the family, these powers which we had been accumulating since long time, and even now is all prevailing. And when people come to the centers, we call them sacred spaces, how much they experience love, they experience peace. And so I think that that's what one of the main point I wanted to bring to attention to everyone, that really each one of you look at your own power, look at collective power within the Brahmin family. And then second thought which came in my mind was, like, I had this glimpse, I won't call it vision, that it's like every nation in some way or other is ready sitting with their rockets, you know. It's just they're looking for, they're trying to control it, and if by mistake one goes, you will see. So I was seeing like a firework, you know, fireworks of rockets, fireworks of all that. And so it's just like when destruction has to happen, it won't wait for anything, it will just happen. And then after that, of course, what clearing. And but I think that Brahmins are ready for it, Brahmin energy is there, but it's just question of the moment. And I feel that there will be something from Baba or Dharma which will bring that energy level, recognition of that energy, and also it will become reality, in the sense of when everything will function based on purity, everything will function on based on God's love. Because in golden age we don't remember God, but we have godly qualities in us, godly virtues are there. So we are carrying these sanskars of godly family, godly virtues, and that will be the main quality in the golden age.
Oh, wow, that's very interesting. Why do you think, Sister Muni, we're not seeing it as clearly? What do you think we don't measure the potential and the reality of those different levels of purity, yoga, truth, honesty?
I think one of the reason is that sometimes little issues, little situations, and some of the small things, you know, which we are so caught up into all that, and then we don't go beyond it and see that how God had been sustaining us, and how much God as our parents, as our teacher, as our Sadguru had been guiding us, and our lives are based on Srimad. And it's a very, very high quality, when I say maximum quality of the purity of, I'm drawing the attention of everyone so that you start seeing it, maybe. All of us start seeing that, yes, it's there, but how do we use it? No, that's another thing. So I feel that we have to look at it and start using these powers now more and more for going through all the scenes of drama. Because everything, whatever happens according to drama, is always beneficial. And we have to just use full stop and see where is the benefit, what's the benefit. So one is like there is a tension of being angelic. Angelic is different, but little bit if we go beyond gross and be very subtle, I think that there will be a lot of recognition and the self-respect, and then seeing everyone with that respect will be, is there, but it will become our very common norm. And I think it's going to happen very soon.
When you were contemplating these deep aspects of the Brahmin family, which are there, which you feel we should look at more, when you were seeing this, does it connect you with a vision for the future of, I can't say this program, but really it's more than a program, it's more the evolution of the Brahmin family. So what do you see happening if we start recognizing these potential, this quality, these powers of the Brahmin family?
Yeah. There are two, three steps, but first thing also, that if you pay little attention to, I think one of the interviewer talked about akarma. Akarma is where it's, you are not reacting. You know, you are really responding to everything from your original and eternal being. But these days what happened, because still there are karmic accounts amongst us, so certain things somebody does or happens, then we have subtle attitude, and then the words which we speak, or sometimes drishti, is not that much of love. And as soon as that we pay attention that I have to act from my original eternal stage, so why I'm reacting or responding based on sanskar of anyone and based on even my sanskar, so I'm still being governed by that sanskar. So it's not really too much, but still that's the main attention I feel if I give, that I have to serve. I'm serving, we all are serving, and of course we are busy. But if I serve from my original and eternal stage, then every thought will be a very powerful seed, every word will have a very powerful impact, every action will really create a big impact in the world transformation. So this one strong thought came about thinking about akarma, in the sense of where you are coming from your original eternal self, but not from past, not from sanskar, not from situation. And I had been enjoying it, paying a lot of attention to this aspect of that from where I am coming. That means my original an eternal stage. So eternal stage is love, peace, and original stage is all divinity, purity. So I think if we pay that little attention, each one of us, there could be big transformation which happens. And this, what will happen with this, the relationships will improve. And I think relationships is a big thing within Brahmin family and also in New World. And when relationships become very spiritual, only spiritual, and that means I am, whatever anyone else is doing, but I am responding for my original eternal, so that will empower other soul. And it's like Baba talks about donating divine virtues. You donate a virtue at that time, so that the transformation can happen in the other soul, instead of saying, you shouldn't do, why you do it, shouldn't be like this, we should do this, you know, but we're not empowering. And empowerment will only come when we start acting from this original eternal stage and empower each other, and which has to happen, because some or other within our family, even Brahmin family, we have lived together for 84 births, so we had lot of karmic accounts amongst ourselves. But as we are doing yoga, there is attention. So I think this is, so when the relationships will improve, then I think that there will be big change. But also, I think every center, my feeling is that to continue with this project, is that it's one aspect of akarma, second aspect of relationship. And third, I feel that every center now, starting with their core team, then a extended team, then with the Brahmins, then extended family, and then with the whole world. I think that if we, you know, create this very deep spiritual relationship, so that centers can become like today, generally Tuesdays we have our family meeting, and we were talking about that, how we will do a program and also celebrate Diwali by creating center more as gateway to heaven, you know, in the sense of when people enter, it's not question of colors, decoration or lights, but it's just the vibration should be so heavenly, so that when people enter, they start experiencing what the new world will be like. So our space is worldwide, instead of only as ashram or only as center or sacred places, can also become heavenly places now. So paying attention individually, then in relationships, and then our spaces.
Wow, that's a good plan for the next phase of this program. Just quick little question to just really clarify your thought system, is that, am I hearing you that you're suggesting that as much as we've been maybe focusing a lot on our own personal transformation and self-transformation, by having the awareness of the greatness and the readiness of the Brahmin family, are you suggesting that maybe our efforts shift a little bit now, not just on our own personal dharana, but also on a greater awareness of the collective reality, that by relationships and by extended relationship, we should be maybe paying more attention to the awareness of what we're doing together, and not just individually as efforts, but together, so we are aware of the impact of the gathering and not just the personal effort?
Yeah, it's important, no? Because at least for me, since few months or few years, I always think about whole family, and I admire the whole family, and I appreciate kind of, you know, as we heard, so much service, projects, but sometimes I also feel that there is a lot more we can share with each other than only service plans and the task. And more we share this spiritual relationship and each one of us into this original eternal state. And, you know, because a lot of people who come for taking classes, and most of the people have family problems, relationship problems, such a big issue, right? And I think if we are the model for them, it will definitely, so as you're saying that, of course, we have to do it worldwide in the whole family, which and I feel that everything, whether it comes to ending or beginning, it will be so quick, you know, when I say that, you know, it's going to happen very fast, but it's there, it just has to kind of manifest and become a reality. I think that's what I think.
Thank you so much for sharing these thoughts, Sister Mooney. I know it's very important that we think deeply about what we're doing at the moment with this program and what would be the continuation. So we had the tradition for so many days now to finish these interviews, just a very brief moment of reflection, so we can leave everyone with the subtle feelings of what you are sharing. So could you just share just a few more thoughts in a meditation commentary style, so we can just and in that vibration and the experience of what you were sharing.
Yeah, before I do that, I want to extend congratulations to Sister Shireen for getting this thought, but for 3 months had been working with it, and Eric yourself committed yourself for all the interviews, and Helen and all those people, those who are technically helping in translation in so many languages. So really from my heart and on behalf of Baba, I want to thank you all, because this is how whenever we get any touching, and if it's from Baba, then it works very, very well. You know, some people say, oh, I have plan, I have idea. But because there is I and my there, it doesn't work. But when it really comes from Baba, then whole family is able to come together. So I want to really, really congratulate you all to getting it accomplished worldwide, and also want to extend lots of love and blessings from Baba and also from the whole world family.
Thank you. These are very pure thoughts, because there are almost feeling like taking us into a golden age, a scene of royalty meeting and exchanging greetings and respect and the highest regard. So thank you for your appreciation, and I'm sure we all feel it very deeply in our heart.
Creating divine self-respect. I am child of God, and being child of God, I am the image, I am the embodiment of love, of peace, of bliss, of happiness. And I look at everyone in their original and eternal form. What we were when we are returning at home, peaceful, loveful, deep silence. And then when we descend and start playing our part, there are all divine virtues. There is total purity. There is inner harmony. We have nature of appreciating. So we look at everyone with that vision, so that awakening happens in other souls also. Awakening of their realization for their original and eternal stage. And that's the message we have to give everyone, that people recognize their original eternal stage and relationship with God. And then as one family, one world, God's family, one world, looking at everyone as God's child, to create this godly feelings. I think this is what I see as heavenly feelings and beautiful relationships. And that's how we all have to now reach to our final stage. We all have been making efforts, and now we have to come to this culmination of our own stage of perfection and serving from there. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And on behalf of everyone listening, Sister Mini, please accept a very kind and loving and warm thought of good wishes to you. And we'll certainly talk again before the big fireworks. So Om Shanti, and thank you.
Thank you, Om Shanti.